guessing if you've ever been pregnant or around someone who's been pregnant, you would know the age-old rule. Pregnant people shouldn't clean the litter box. Have you ever thought about why? When I was younger, I may or may not have thought it was all a ploy to have us kids pick up more chores around the house for my mom. But there's actually a really good reason why. And no, it's not to do with the strong smells and the nausea that comes along with that. Although, avoiding cleaning up stinky cat litter probably helps with that too. I'm Sarah Howard, and you're listening to Hashtag Health Light, where today we're going to be talking about toxoplasmosis, a disease that can be caused by cleaning cat litter. Toxoplasmosis is considered a torch infection, or in English terms, an infection that, if it infects anyone with a healthy immune system, is really not a big deal and we don't really do anything about it. But if it was to infect someone who is pregnant, it can spread through the placenta and go to the fetus and can have devastating effects on the newborn baby. Toxoplasmosis is actually caused by a parasite that lives in human cells when someone is infected. Interestingly, the parasite's sexual cycle can only occur within a cat's digestive system. So what this means is that in order for the parasite to duplicate and spread, cats are needed in this process. But cleaning Fuzzy's litter box isn't the only way to be exposed to the parasite. Unwashed vegetables, undercooked meats, and gardening have all been linked to toxoplasmosis exposure. The reason for this is cat poop is everywhere. Once it gets into farming vegetables, then the animals are able to eat it, and it's within the supply chain. It's just the way that it happens. But this isn't a scary thought. Just remember to wash your vegetables, cook your meats, wash your hands after gardening, and of course, if you're pregnant, avoid cleaning Fuzzy's litter box. One other good thing to note is that spread from person to person is not possible. The only way to spread from person to person is from a mother to a fetus within the womb. The worst cases of toxoplasmosis usually occur when the mother is exposed during the first trimester of pregnancy. This is because this is the time that all the organs are developing within the fetus. And if you're exposed to something that affects those organs, that can cause huge problems down the line. However, there can be infections also later in pregnancy that can cause problems as well, although they tend to be less severe. The main issues that can happen is this buildup of these tiny little pieces of hard tissue, essentially. And these little buildups can go into the brain and cause the brain to swell, which can cause a lot of different problems for the baby. It can also build up in the back of the eye, something called chorioretinitis, which is a very fancy word, but essentially means this buildup in the eye and can cause vision problems later in life as well. Congenital toxoplasmosis is luckily extremely rare, so only about 0.1 to 0.3 per 1,000 live births result in congenital toxoplasmosis. And also, we do have treatments for it now. There are specific anti-parasite medications that needed to be taken for a very, very long time, so further testing would need to be done with your doctor if you were ever suspicious of this. But again, like I said, it is extremely rare. However, to be exposed as a healthy person that is able to easily get rid of the parasite is a lot more common. Studies have shown that about 11% of people in the United States have been exposed to toxoplasmosis at some point in their lives. And at areas in countries that are closer to the equator, it's actually much more. About 60% of people have been exposed. But most of those people probably didn't realize it because their immune systems were easily able to fight it off, and we were just able to see that with blood tests. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hashtag Health Light on toxoplasmosis. Hopefully, we were able to give you a little bit of insight as to why pregnant women shouldn't be cleaning the litter box, and also another reason to wash your vegetables, cook your meat well, and if you're pregnant, definitely try to wear gloves and wash your hands if you're going to be doing any gardening. Don't hesitate to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok under @HealthPodcast. And we'll see you next week for another episode. Thanks. Bye.